would be interested in helping organize an All New Hampshire gathering on the topic of prison ministry. I had just returned from a world conference of friends where one friend from Britain, we were meeting, came to me and said, "Are you aware that there is a Quaker woman with a bonnet on the back of currency today?" And I said, "No, I didn't know that." And he proceeded to give me the 5-pound sterling British money, where there is a picture of Elizabeth Fry, who at the time, by the time of her death, she was known about equal to the Queen in terms of England for the work she did in prison reform, taking the prison from where everyone is treated like animals, or even worse than animals, they weren't even given straw to lie on. And she went in and changed it and started reforms, education, and all kinds of things, and treating people like people. And that seemed to be the right timing, because as Arnie and I worked together, we found so many different ways that God has called each person to do something, an amazing variety in helping prisons in one way or another. And so today we'll have the opportunity to share about that. We're hoping everybody will get a chance to share with each other and learn from each other, be encouraged and challenged by each other. And we will be hearing from two friends this morning, and then we'll go into smaller groups on more limited topic, but you'll get a chance to hear more and to share more. And then in the afternoon, we'll gather back and we'll hear from each of those small groups, because none of us can go to each one. In fact, the children sharing about Elizabeth Fry and showing the 5-pound note. And then we'll get a chance to share further this afternoon as well, because there's so much we can learn from each other. So, is Arnie here?
I'm up here, man.
Oh. Did one of the introductions before we introduce our speakers, or do we want to?
I thought we'd do that. Oh, I want to go first? Doesn't really matter to me. Usually we do it after.
Okay, let's do that after.
After you've had two people share, and then we can also introduce. We'll have a brief time after they share. We'll have a chance before we go in small groups. We'll let each one introduce where they're from, their name and where they're from, and then in a 1-second version, we'll fight what aspect of prison ministry of any sort they're connected to. And if not, you're just here to learn, it's fine. Yeah, there'll be some time for questions.
So let me say a word about our two special guests here. I'm sort of similar to what Marion just said. I was at a meeting earlier this week. Chris was there too, with the CEO and executive vice president of a global prison construction company.
Wow.
Now, why they came to talk to us, you'll have that is another topic. But as we were introducing ourselves, I introduced myself. I said, "I'm the coordinator, the New Hampshire coordinator for the American Friends Service Committee." And I said, "Quakers have been interested and involved in prisons since the early Quakers started getting locked up in the middle of the 1600s. And that the service committee has had an interest in issues that have to do with prisons pretty much since the organization's beginning, which is close to 100 years ago." So I had forgotten, Marion, that it was even 6 months ago that we started actually planning this date, because work having to do with with prisons and the system which leads to people being incarcerated and how they're treated has kind of risen up a little higher on the agenda of the Service Committee in New Hampshire over the last year or two. So it became something that was interesting. We thought, as we planned this, of a couple of people who would really help us open up the topic. And so I want to introduce Jamie Bissonnette-Louis. Jamie has been on the AFSC staff for how long? Too long. Maybe since sometime back in the 20th century. And her focus is on what we now call healing justice. She's our New England coordinator for healing justice. She is also the chair of the Intertribal Commission in the state of Maine and has worked around the country helping people think about how systems that lead to violence and respond to violence can be transformed. Our other speaker is Margaret Hawthorne, who I'm glad to say is now a resident of New Hampshire, having moved across the state line. Margaret, I think most of you probably know, is a member of the NADNOC Friends meeting. She has had what we could call a too close encounter with evil in our society and how to respond to it. And I don't know exactly what either Jamie or Margaret are going to say. Jamie actually sent me a copy of her prepared comments, which I didn't read yet. I knew I was going to hear it, so I didn't need to read it ahead of time. But I know that both of them, Marion said that this could be challenging and encouraging. I know that because I know both of these women, I know that they are going to challenge us deeply on some issues that require that of us, and that it does lead to transformation at a personal level and